Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome to the Redmond TV. It's another news show. I'm joined by Ross. Hi. We have a load of news today. Loads of news. It's been a while since I've done a news show where there's actually been loads of news. It's
nice. There was loads yesterday, but you know, everyone's got a different opinion on what is news and what isn't news. That's the problem.
Yeah, we've covered quite a few rumours and such over the past, but it is nice. So we'll start off with some real news. Klopp confirms Salah, Firmino and Alisson's return date. He's told LiverpoolFC.com in Indiana on Wednesday. Mo and the Brazilians will come for Evian.
Brazilians, Tom.
Oh, so that means Phil Coutinho's coming.
Well, he could have said Alisson and Firmino, couldn't he? But he said Brazilians.
You know what I mean? There are two of them and they are both Brazilian.
But how much more effort is it to say?
I agree, Coutinho is coming to this training camp. But he says it means that we will have nearly a week until City in the Community Shield, a strong 12 days until Norwich, and 15 or 16 days until Chelsea in the Super Cup. It's nice to have clarification and to know that we're going to have these squad players back, or squad players, to have these players in the squad, in time for the start of the season and the other games. Obviously, he goes on to say Sadio Mane is probably not going to be back for the first game against Norwich 16 days before we play City, his season is finished.
The final's tomorrow, isn't it, for Sadio? And I think 3 weeks will make it in the Norwich game from then, so he's not going to make it, which would be a bit of a shame. But we've got Divock Origi. Be fine. Don't worry about it.
Exactly. Well, Divock Origi can play on that left-hand side.
An opportunity for Divock Origi there as well to kind of say, actually, I want to play every game.
What about Ryan Kent?
I don't think he will.
No.
We'll see how he gets on in pre-season, but I think it won't be too far for him. We've got loads of options. That's a good thing now.
Yeah.
Last season, going into this season, we've got loads of options. As much as people get pissed off, like we haven't bought anyone, we're getting more and more depth, aren't we?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, speaking of not buying anyone, Ross, Jürgen Klopp has come out. Obviously, we've done some stuff with him after the pre-season games and stuff, and we've heard this from our own cameras, our own ears.
I thought you were going to say own mouth then.
I asked him a question, which was quite cool. I asked him, how do you think you're going to prepare now that everyone wants to win beat the Champions League winners? And he was like, we always have this pressure. And he's right. We've always had the pressure. Teams have always wanted to beat us. But he says, how I said, it will not be the biggest transfer window of LFC. We invested a lot in the team in the last 2 years, I would say. We cannot spend every year in the same manner. I agree with him. To be honest, Ross, it's hard to spend. Look, we bought two big-name players last season in Van Dijk and Alisson, spent a lot of money on them.
We got Fabinho and Keita as well.
Of course, it's Fabinho, 50 mil, another one. It's hard to keep up that spending every time, isn't it?
Yeah, I do get it, but I also share people's frustrations with us not buying anyone. And I get his point of view is, you know, you don't always have to improve by going out and spending £50-60 million. He's already proven if the right player isn't there, he won't go out and spend money for the sake of doing it. But then, you know, other people's arguments are you look at City. You know, they're the people that we're trying to beat to win the Premier League, and they're going out and buying Rodri, they're going out and buying other players and stuff, and the left back that they recalled that they got back and stuff. So they're improving, and yet, like, you know, they had De Bruyne last season, and he's coming back, so they've got another player there. You're thinking to try and compete with that, it seems the logical thing to do is actually go out and bolster what you've already got and improve what you've already got. But, you know, he's proven to me time and time again, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah,
I know I'll change my mind probably if we're not performing in 6 months' time, but you can't argue with him. He's trying to record it in a minute.
It is true, and I mean, I thought this was interesting. When I heard this, I went back to a quote that I heard John Henry say a while back. So here you can see it's a tweet. The Cave Sol Hey Col.
I call him Kevin Skittles because I don't know his name.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then Kevin Skittles, our first guy, says This is an exclusive interview with John W. Henry. Liverpool will go again and invest this summer to make sure they win the Premier League next season. And that, look, he can't force Jurgen Klopp to buy people. There's no point in doing that because Jurgen Klopp knows who he wants. And we saw that with Virgil van Dijk. We've seen that with Alisson. When the right player is there and available, he gets them. It's just strange for me how he said he's come out and said, not strange actually, but it's weird the way he's come out and gone, we're going to invest, and then we haven't. Do you reckon that was just one of them where he's gone, off the back of a Champions League victory, let's make everyone a bit more happier, get everyone a bit, you know, waiting for the next season?
I don't know. I think, obviously, the money's there, because the amount of money that we earned alone from being in the Champions League and how far we got in the Premier League and stuff like that, and, you know, sales of Coutinho and whatever else. Again, I just don't think the right player is there, so he's not going to go out and go, well, here's, I don't know, £80 million, go and spend it. Well, what if you had a load of money, would you go and spend it for the sake of spending it, or would you wait till you know, you got something that you actually wanted and would improve your team? And the other thing as well, we've mentioned Divock Origi there, he's putting faith in players that are already there.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, for his best person, Joe Matip, for example, this time last season, I thought, he'd written off, never going to start, not good enough for Liverpool Football Club. Okay, it's taken him 3 years to get to that kind of form.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's Klopp putting his trust in a player and building them up. We've got players that are already at the squad, like Divock Origi is probably one of them. Adam Lallana, as much as people hate it, you know, people can adapt to different situations. Yeah. He's not going to be the answer. I'm not saying that at all.
Not a DM, really?
No, but he's come out and said that something similar to that again last night. It's about having a squad, isn't it? And we're doing that, and we've got different positions covered, and you know, Chamberlain coming back, you know, he's going to be good. And again, I get people's uncertainty about how good his form will be when he comes back, because he's a long spell out. But if his form's good, and then you've got to spend another £90 million on an attacking midfielder, there's not enough game time for all those players there. Yeah. I still think we need someone to cover the front three. And I want someone of high quality for that.
Oh, Ross, it's funny you should say that, because get French football news.
Oh, what a tedious link that was.
Oh. L'Equipe confirmed tonight that Lille have received firm bids from Liverpool, Arsenal and Inter Milan for Nicolas Pepe more tomorrow. So that was yesterday. Mm. They have released something 4 hours ago. Mm. And they say, Liverpool have received bids, firm bids, blah, blah, blah. Same thing. But now I'm just waiting for clarity from his agents and
his
stuff.
His clan. Wow.
Pepe's clan. If the Ivorian does not want to join one of those three sides, Lille will then open negotiation with other interested clubs who haven't made a proposal. So they want to sell him, I guess, for €80 million. I guess this is what French football news is saying. He looks really good. We've spoke about him so much on all the Reds news roundups.
It's him for Kieran Coutinho, isn't it?
You know what I mean? Exactly. And to be honest, he is a fantastic player, and you're talking about having players to cover the front three. This is the guy to do it. And Nick, the Gerard Lopez, who is head coach of Lille, he says, I know there have been discussions with the player, not with us as a club. Liverpool has players in these positions, blah, blah, blah. So that's obviously changed. This was yesterday as well, and this has obviously changed. And now it's getting reported that we have put a bid in.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe we are the most likely, you'd think, out of Arsenal, Inter Milan and us for them to come to us.
It depends what the player wants. You know, I say cover the front three. I want someone to challenge them as well, to be honest with you. I think, you know, I've said this loads of times, I'll repeat myself, you know, we have 3 games a week. Well, why can't you just say, well, we can drop Pepe in there? There's no massive difference to get Sadio and Moa class or Bobby's class. But, like, I don't want to look like, no offence to Shaqiri or whatever, but, you know, get someone who you know is going to provide something extra, get them in there. Or someone to challenge Shaqiri and Origi and push them up to another level as well. I just want more depth. But I think we're sorted for, like, every position. Maybe you could argue fullbacks.
Mm.
But the front three, I mean, we were dead lucky with injuries last season as well, that they weren't out for longer. And you think with Sadio being away, someone with the AFCON, you know, he's going to be more susceptible to injuries and stuff. He doesn't recover properly or get the rest that he needs.
Just get extra players in there. You can't hit but having more bodies.
Same before, like, that's what City are doing.
Yeah, exactly. So
why not follow that?
It is true. I mean, we'll run through a few of these quite quickly. Royce has come out and said Jürgen's an animal. I really like this article. He basically just says that he's one of the most charismatic and best people. He says he pulls you under his spell and will not let go. I left the conversation with a fluttering heart, and he was the reason why he signed for Dortmund, or one of the reasons. I love that. It means that all these players, when they're talking to him on the phone, think about Virgil van Dijk and Alisson and Fabinho and all these players who we're now talking about who are fantastic, wanted to join because of this man. Fantastic.
And potential players that read that as well.
Exactly.
Going on. Yeah.
And we all know how much of a pull he is for us. Yeah. I love the fact that he's there. Quick one, Phil Coutinho takes his children out of Barcelona school. Mad one. Basically, he looks like he's on his way out, which is which is weird, obviously links into the loan stuff that we've spoken about.
He did something similar when he was leaving Liverpool, didn't he? He took his kids out of whatever Liverpool school.
There you go. Well, there's been a tweet. I have translated this. Coutinho has dismissed his children from the Casta da Fel school. They were going to. Bash should sell him for 99 million if it does not want to have losses. And the club still owes 93 million of the 135 to Liverpool. Imagine, I mean, that's the way transfers work.
Yeah, it's not in one.
But imagine he leaves and they still owe us nearly £100 million for a player they don't even own anymore.
So we've accepted that essentially, if we get him back, we sent him on loan for €40 million.
Like, it's amazing. It's fantastic. But who knows? The next one, rumour mongering. Daniel Sturridge to Inter Milan. Basically, this one is approaching your transfer rumours bullshit territory. What I've taken from this article.
Wow.
Fair enough.
Was he not staying in America? Is that where he lost his dog?
Yeah, he's in America. He was with Redmond.
James? No, not James.
No, he was James was with Mane, but no, what's the fella? He played for Southampton, played for England.
Oh, yeah.
Nathan Redmond.
That's him. He was with him in America training.
Oh, right.
Something that just came out that you brought me attention to. Independent commissioners fined Daniel Sturridge £75,000 and 6 weeks suspension for breach of betting rules. Banner suspended for 4 weeks, so able to resume career on July 31st. But then something else you brought up, the FA is appealing against independent commission because they feel it's not strong enough.
The fuck's got to do with them?
I mean,
why would they be asked?
Just to make sure that's
a safe face, isn't it, I suppose, yeah. I know Joey Barton got in trouble for doing it, and there's been other players. We had a talk about this upstairs in the office of why players do it, but then this is the case of...
It's against the rules.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to.
He's probably got money to spunk, hasn't he? So,
exactly, yeah. May as well. Quick one again. Camille Grabada is on the list of a Golden Boy 2019. So we had a look at this, and I was like, no way, he's number 21 on this list. That's amazing. There he is, right there. And then I looked at it, and I was like...
It's not ranked, is it?
Who is Ethan Ampadu?
He plays for Chelsea, Tom.
Yeah, and Tahith Chong.
He's actually pretty good, he plays for United.
No, I'm sure these are all very good, and I've heard names in that.
No, I've seen it. I think he came on this, in some
but he's not sixth in the world, is he? So I was reading it, I was like,
Christ, no.
Oh, it's just a list of them. So obviously he is 21 on the list, doesn't mean anything, but he's on this list. He's just signed for Huddersfield. Mm-hmm. I watched the interview of him when he signed for Huddersfield. He seems really, really confident. He knows that this is a stepping stone. He needs the experience, and he wants to be the best that he can be. And it looks like he's going to be a massive one for the future, to be honest. And I'm interested to see how this loan at Huddersfield impacts him in terms of being rated so highly as these players who were for the shortlist. It'd be really interesting.
Yeah, actually. Me and Chris covered that on Monday when it was announced and stuff, and it looks like, you know, I think the same day came up that Mingley was staying, so it looks like maybe they're going to fast-track him for, I don't know, a year or so when Mingley goes, and he's got out and got that experience in the Championship with Huddersfield.
Mingley.
He's going to be fast-tracked anyway. But look, it's really good for him to go out and get that experience at a good club and then come back to Liverpool and hopefully be ready to be a second number one.
Yeah, exactly. And last one, we're not going to talk about this because it can't be asked, but Real Betis discussed personal terms with Leon captain Nabil Fekir. He's available for €25 to €30 million. And, yeah, there you go. He's going to leave.
Good. Just go so we can stop talking about him. I've seen there's people kicking off on Twitter, as usual, because of the price, and go, that's a snip for Liverpool. His legs don't work.
I mean, he's a fantastic player, but like we've had the medical and don't want him. Ready quickly, look, this fantastic shirt that you're wearing right now. Mm. I mean, this one's in green. You can see it. Why did I click load? I had it literally loaded up. It's here anyway. Mm. But yeah, go and buy it. It's a lovely shirt. Mm. I really like
all the stuff that got as well.
And I mean, obviously all the other stuff right here, which is us winning how many times?
Six times. If you want to remind all your mates how many times we've won it and who we beat, I mean...
I love this one here, right here. I mean, obviously it's not going to load up for me properly.
There you go.
Well, it's not getting bigger. But yeah, I love that shirt. Genuinely love that shirt. The design is fantastic. I'm not wearing it today, but I've got it at home. There's your news, Si. Do you have any comments on said news?
Yes, so Zachary Julian says, with Shaqiri out and Mane probably out for the opener, plus Chelsea and City matches, Pepe would be a solid addition. There's still room for improvement as well under Klopp.
Yeah, exactly. I fully agree with that. And it is quite exciting knowing that you get in these players and they will improve. I think it was Gino Wijnaldum came out after the Champions League and sort of in the build-up to the season. He was like, we've all improved since last season. Yeah. Every single player is now better. I remember the progression of going through... We lost against Real Madrid, but it was that progression through the Champions League, knowing how to beat these teams, getting to the final, suffering the heartbreak, made sure that we won it the next season. And it's these experiences. These players are growing massively every single season. Look at the different ways that Jordan Henderson's playing, the different ways that even like Robertson and Trent, knowing how good they are now, I can't wait to watch them next season and how they play with an extra air of confidence, knowing that people are more scared of them now. Mm-hmm. Even like an attacking sense, wingers know now they have to cover them. It takes away people's threats.
We've got so much going for us, haven't we, in terms of when you come into buy a play. We already spoke about Jurgen Klopp coming in, the fact that we're European champions and stuff. But as you mentioned there, everyone that's come in, or even people that were there before Klopp, are like, they've improved. Like James Milner, like in other words, like he's just getting better with age, isn't he? You're thinking that shouldn't really happen.
That picture of him when he's ripped is unbelievable.
It's ridiculous, isn't it? But if you're a player that's looking at coming to join Liverpool, you look at those, you know, case studies and go, actually, well, he's improved loads. You're going to get the best out of me as well, and Pep Linders and everyone else. So.
No, it's very true. Sorry. You got another comment?
Stronger Civilian says, the problem isn't that we haven't got a good squad. The problem is Man City have too much quality and we have to match them.
Do we have to match them in terms of the quality in the squad? I feel like the two teams who have done it the right way in English football have been Liverpool and Spurs for me, in terms of building up and buying smart and obviously, look, Spurs didn't bolster the team, and maybe that's why they dropped off towards the end and stuff and they couldn't keep up with us in the title challenge. But we were 1 point off City. I mean, I look, fair enough if you all disagree with me, please. I'm very interested in your opinions too, but the way that we've done it and the way that Spurs did it have got us both to a Champions League final. City are obviously going to challenge next season and they might get there and it'll just be the sheer weight of money. But there's different ways of doing things for me. You can be canny, you can be smart. You don't need to just throw money at a problem. United are finding out that that's the worst thing that they could have ever done because of all these players want massive wages now.
Yeah, but I think City, together with their money, they've got a really good recruitment team.
Yeah, that's true.
Because everyone that they bought is dead good. And I get the argument of, like, you know, we're bringing on last season, okay, Divock Origi or other people like that we were bringing on, City bringing on, you know, Bernardo Silva, David Silva. Yeah. The quality difference there is huge. But, like, again, if the right player isn't there, you're not going to go out and go and do it. It's all right saying, you know, go and buy Pepe, but he might not work out. You don't know until you bought him. I think every transfer is a gamble, isn't it, really, in that sense? Yeah. But, I that's what I want. I want someone to, say, give Mane or Mo a rest and bring someone on of higher quality, because Divock Origi can play out wide on the left. Mm. I don't know whether that's his best position.
No,
he's dead good there, and he has been. But, you know, again, like the question was, can you go and improve the quality you already got? Of course you can.
Let's have more, definitely. Yeah. One more, sorry.
Paul Young says Pepe's not going to sit on the bench for 80 million for squad depth. Would rather go for Zayach and then look at Van den Beek as a long-term replacement for Milner. They're both similar players and you could get both of them for around 85 to 90 million.
Fair enough. I mean, it's one of them, though. Do you want... Is he going to be sat on the bench? Is he going to be... Look, the front three played... I think Salah played every single minute of every game up until when we played Barcelona. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He played so much football and Bobby Firmino played so much football and Sadio Mane played so much football. You need more of these players and I don't think he will sit on the bench. Zayach, fantastic player. Van den Beek, fantastic player, of course. And look, if they fit the bill, let's get them in. We talk about Jurgen Klopp having this allure that Royce has spoke about. We're going to have no problem attracting all of these players if we really wanted them. I think you're right, though. You need players of high quality. Zayach is fantastic. Is he good enough to be there? I don't know yet. I mean, obviously, he was doing very well with Ajax, but...
The lazy argument is, I'm happy whatever Klopp does.
And it's right.
Because he's proven us all wrong, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like Robertson's a classic example of that. You know, gone by someone who's just been relegated for £8 million, and we all turned our nose up at it, and, you know, we've all been proven wrong.
Exactly. No, it is one of them. Whatever Jurgen Klopp does is right for Liverpool. We've seen it time and time again. But yeah, last time, go over to Threads for Reds and go and buy some shirts, like this shirt, or like this shirt that Ross is sporting right now. Yeah, fantastic shirt. I've got loads. See them all around the city. It's fantastic, so go and get them. But that has been your news for the day. Thank you, Ross.
Thank
you, Si, behind, and everyone in the comments commenting, and make sure you like and subscribe. Obviously, go over to the website and check all that out. But thank you, everyone who comes onto these news shows every day. Really appreciate it. So we'll see you tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.